Welcome to the 23 Minutes in Hell podcast. Author and speaker Bill Weiss and his wife Annette address the many questions we all have about hell and eternity. Bill and Annette believe the subject of hell shouldn't grip us with fear, but instead, it should inspire us to use our time on earth wisely.
Thank you for joining us today. We are discussing what does the Bible say?
And Bill, you know, in today's world, it's critical that we as Christians know where God stands on a variety of issues that are affecting our freedom, our laws, and our families. And what does the Bible say about such things as morality, marriage, gender, and where life begins? In today's podcast, we'll answer these questions.
That's right. You know, we must realize that some who identify as Christians have abandoned a biblical worldview. Their thinking has become distorted and confused because they listen to ungodly voices and feed on the wrong information. You know, many don't know what the Bible says because they don't read it. Now, there's an article from April 20th of 2022 in Christianity Today titled, Report, 26 million Americans stopped reading the Bible regularly during COVID-19. It states, currently only 10% of Americans report daily Bible reading. Now, before the pandemic, that number was about 14%. It goes on to point out that the correlation between one-third of the church attendees having not returned to the church and the sharp decline in biblical reading. You know, if we ignore our Bible, we will sin against God and we will be deceived. Yeah, it's just that simple.
So true. You know, and some who claim to be Christian vote for politicians that are completely opposed to biblical and traditional family values. Whether knowingly or not, they are supporting candidates who are pro-abortion, who support indoctrinating children with gender confusion and sexual perversion, and who support laws which persecute traditional family values in churches. These politicians lie, and they play on people's emotions by saying they stand against injustice, racism, for the marginalized in society, or for the poor and downtrodden. They even will use the word Jesus and misquote the Bible to deceive ignorant believers.
That's right.
And we know Isaiah 5:20 warns us and says, "Woe to those who call evil good and good evil, who put darkness for light and light for darkness."
That's right. And Psalms 94:20 states that wicked people enact laws to protect their sin. It says, quote, the Bible in Psalms 94:20 says, "Which frameth mischief by a law," or "which devises evil by law." So in other words, they enact a law so they can force their evil agenda on the people. Now, we are accountable to God for our actions, including who we support and vote for in any election. And ignorance is not an excuse. We are instructed to grow in our knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ and His Word so we can mature spiritually and obey Him. Now, for the believer, the ultimate authority regarding any issue is the Word of God. But sadly, many choose to ignore or, in essence, reject God's Word. They'll even say they love Jesus, but is that true? Jesus said He and His Word are one. How can we love Jesus but reject His Word? John 14:15 says, and Jesus said this, "If you love Me, keep My commandments." Now let's take a look at what the Bible says about some of these issues.
The Bible says, first of all sexual immorality is a sin. Romans 1:25 through 27 states, "Who exchanged the truth of God for a lie and worshipped and served the creature rather than the Creator, who is blessed forever. For this reason, God gave them up to vile passions, for even their women exchanged the natural use for what is against nature. Likewise, also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust for one another, men with men, committing what is shameful and receiving in themselves the penalty of their error, which was due." And 1 Corinthians 6:9 and 10 states, "Do not be deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor homosexuals, nor sodomites, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners will inherit the kingdom of God."
Boy, that's clear. You know, the Bible says also there are only two genders. Genesis 1:27 says, "So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them." Then in Matthew 19:4, Jesus said, "Have you not read that he who made them at the beginning made them male and female?" Now, the Bible tells us that life begins in the womb. Genesis 25:22 and 23 says, "Rebekah, his wife, conceived, but the children struggled together within her. Two nations are in your womb. Two peoples shall be separated from your body." Boy, that's clear. Then in Jeremiah 1:5, it says, "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I sanctified you." That means set aside for God's use. Judges 13:5 says, "For the child shall be called a Nazarite to God from the womb." Boy, that's clear.
Those are very clear, exactly. And then next, God said marriage is to be between a man and a woman. 1 Corinthians 7:1-2 states, "It is good for man not to touch a woman. Nevertheless, because of sexual immorality, let each man have his own wife, and let each woman have her own husband." So a man is identified as a husband, and a woman is identified as a wife.
Well, that's crystal clear.
Deuteronomy 7:3 states, "Nor shall you make marriages with them. You shall not give your daughter to their son, nor take their daughter for your son." The point again is marriage is between a male and a female, a daughter and a son.
Again, crystal clear. Now the Bible says sex before marriage is a sin. Hebrews 13:4, "Marriage is honorable among all, and the bed undefiled, but fornicators and adulterers God will judge." Then 1 Corinthians 6:9 says, "Do not be deceived. Neither fornicators nor idolaters nor adulterers will inherit the kingdom of God." And one more, 2 Corinthians 12:21, Paul speaking, it says, "I shall mourn for many who have sinned before and have not repented of the uncleanness, fornication, or sexual immorality and lewdness which they have practiced."
You know, and that's a great verse, Bill, because here's God again giving us the way out, repentance. That's all we have to do, turn from our wicked ways, our sin, and turn towards God.
That's right.
And ask his forgiveness and change, and he will help us change, right? And turn from these things. You know, and these are just a few of the issues we are confronted with today. God's commandments are written for our benefit. Because God loves us, he instructs us in the right way to live. His ways protect our heart, our mind, our emotions, and our bodies from harm. If we violate the spiritual laws that exist in his word, we hurt ourselves and others.
So true. You know, a real Christian is someone who repents when they violate their conscience or the Bible. They love people but do not condone or support another's sinful lifestyle. A true believer honors God and his word above their feelings, opinions, and experience.
If you enjoyed today's podcast, please be sure to leave us a rating or comment. We value your feedback. Stay in touch and learn more about this ministry by visiting us at soulchoiceministries.org.